A skiing holiday. Hi, Tom. Happy New Year.
Hi, Diane. Same to you. But are you really happy that it's the 1st of January?
Yes, sure. It's a new year with new opportunities and new adventures.
All right. I'm happy to hear that you're looking forward to new opportunities and adventures, but I'm also afraid of new challenges. And the main problem for me is that the new year starts with these dark, cold winter months. There is not much to look forward to in them.
I'm sorry that you feel this way. But hey, why don't you come with us on a ski trip? Skiing is something I really love and I can hardly wait for this time of the year when I can go down on snowy hillsides, enjoying the speed and the view.
Wouldn't it be too late for me to join? I mean, I'm sure you have already arranged everything.
Yes, we have, but it would be no problem because there is an extra bed in the apartment we booked and there is also a free seat in one of the cars. They're just waiting for you.
But I've only been on a skiing holiday once. And to tell you the truth, it wasn't the best experience for me.
Why? What was wrong with it?
Well, first, the cold. I don't like it. I was freezing. With summer as my favourite season and surfing as my favourite sport, I'm not really a skiing type.
But you didn't have an accident or anything, did you?
No, fortunately, just a few little falls. No injuries or nothing serious. But I didn't really manage to learn to ski. I must say, I'm still a beginner.
That's no problem. There is a great ski instructor in our group. He taught me to ski and he would be happy to help you.
Well, I don't know. I don't want to be a burden on your group. You're all probably good skiers. And you know, I'm busy at my workplace and I've got other things to do.
Come on, are you making excuses? Don't. Just say yes. It will make January much more exciting for you.
OK, let me think it over.